We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Helmut Lipsky. Very exciting. You're going to be playing with your Mellow Sphere Ensemble at Centennial Theater this Friday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. Interestingly enough, I was reading your music has no boundaries, so could you explain that to us?
Yes, it's like a sphere, you know, the Mellow Sphere, like the atmosphere, where different genres of music interact, jazz, classical, tango, Latin music, all music that somehow has formed us as musicians, because we are all very open in the group. We like five members, mm-hmm. and we all have experience and love for different types of music. And what we do, we don't do a patchwork of putting things together, but the idea is that all these elements somehow simmer together in a big pot of soup, you know, and something else is created from that. I think a sound that contains different elements, but which represents somehow what we had lived, you know,
okay.
life, having traveled to different countries and having done music with different people from different genres. So it's also for us a very exciting experience to work together.
Sounds very exciting. Now, you are the violinist, principal composer, and band leader of the Mellow Sphere Ensemble.
Yes.
And tell us a bit about your background, impressive background, and you have won several awards, too.
First, I think it was probably interesting that I lived, you know, I'm still growing up, in at least four different countries. So I was born in Germany. Then we moved to Switzerland, where I did my conservatory education with Abraham Comfort, the violin teacher there. And I already did concerts and tours with different bands in Switzerland, but also recordings with symphony orchestras and chamber orchestras during that period. Then I moved to New York, where I was a student of Ivan Galamian for 3 years, who was teacher at Juilliard at that time, and then also with Itzhak Perlman for 3 years, at Brooklyn College Conservatory, doing my master's degree there. But now it's over 30 years that I'm living in Montreal, but I'm keeping my contacts with Europe and the United States, so I'm traveling around quite a lot. I was not a long time ago in Germany and Switzerland doing a tour there. I will go back to Belgium in the fall to do some concerts. I was there last March. I will be teaching in Italy. So I love very much moving around and meeting new people and establishing new contacts, but also keeping old ones alive and doing new projects with my old friends.
Okay, definitely a lot of experience and a great background too, so I'm sure that the show is going to be really super.
Let's hope so. No, I'm pretty sure that, yes, we played it a few days ago at the Rialto in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
and the response was very, very good. Also, we have played parts of the program before, so the group exists in this formation already since several years. Before, sometimes we played under the name of Eclectic Ensemble, but then we decided to go back to my concept name, Mellow Sphere, because it illustrates very well, actually, what we are doing together. Because we also reimagined some classical pieces from classical composers. We have something from Schubert, from Schumann, but also our own compositions are colored from our experience from classical music and jazz music, other types of music. That's something we share because all the musicians in the group have a classical background, but went on then to study and to do jazz. Except for Karen Young, it's the other way around. She started out as a jazz vocalist, a folk vocalist, but then, you know, throughout her career discovered especially the music from the Renaissance, from Middle Ages, and then worked her way up to Bach, to the classics. So it's an opposite kind of development for her, and it's very stimulating to work together, to interact together.
Sounds very fascinating. Now, some other members of the group. I know Matt Herkowitz playing the piano. He has been performing at Centennial before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's a fabulous musician. Equally great player, you know, also exactly using classical and in jazz styles. Very imaginative. And he, of course, also he has room to compose, to improvise in this program, to arrange. And yes, then of course we have Karen Young, a fabulous singer from Montreal, from Quebec, who is at home in many different styles. Vladimir Sidorov, who's playing the Russian version of the accordion, which is called the Bayan. So it has buttons instead of a keyboard.
That sounds fascinating.
On both sides. And of course Jean-François Martel, who's teaching and living in Sherbrooke, with whom I've been collaborating since many, many years in various projects.
Good, a local artist. That sounds good too.
Yes.
Okay, so the show is coming up this Friday, February 22nd at Centennial Theatre, 8 p.m. Now, if somebody wants to maybe hear the ensemble, can they go to YouTube or a website?
They can find us on YouTube. I think if you type in Melosphere, Helmut Lipsky, you will find a few things. Most with this group I'm playing now. Sometimes I also play under this name with a couple of German friends. But also with Jean-François Martel. So it is kind of an open architecture, this group. But now, recently, I'm mainly playing with the band I'm going to be playing this Friday. And also we have a few CDs which can be bought on iTunes or CD Baby. For example, the last album we did is called Tempi con Variazioni, which won the Opus Award for Best Album, World Music, a couple of years ago in Quebec. And also the other musicians have CDs available on iTunes. We haven't done yet a full CD with this combination of musicians, but we are working on it. And as you can see, at least three videos of the group, which you're going to hear. And I think we're even going to be playing, I think probably all three of these pieces.
Good, sounds fascinating. Looking forward to this show.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.